The Money Show.
The Markets.
All right, of course, with local markets closed, it's still very interesting that the focus continues, whether we're open or not, to still be on the United States Fed as they engage in their two-day policy meeting. Let's chat now to Richard DeVilliers, who is a global wealth manager at UBS Financial Services. Richard, thank you so much for the time. It's all about the Fed, I suppose, in the most in this instance. We saw inflation numbers not too bright, not too sparkly. We're now even calling it, what's the term, the Goldilocks scenario.
I don't know about a Goldilocks scenario, but good afternoon from Manhattan, and thoughts and best wishes to everyone back home for Youth Day. I think, like you said, the market is very, very flat today. Investors are waiting the outcome of today's FOMC meeting, at which we expect them to release its latest economic projections, as well as the dot plot, which signals kind of policy makers' outlook for the path of interest rates. We do think the Fed is going to acknowledge an improving or Goldilocks scenario, like you mentioned, economic backdrop, but we expect it to stick with its patient approach. Markets will study the latest dot plot that they come out with, and the one released in March showed that the majority of the officials expected no rate hike through 2023. That obviously has massive implications for the markets. Despite projections for core PCI inflation of PCE inflation, of 2.1% in that year, we still think that they're going to be patient. We believe that the signal of the Fed's intention to run the economy hot for some time will remain, with the aim of achieving inflation moderately above the target. We also think that tapering may be on the horizon, but it's kind of not here yet. Last FOMC meeting indicated that some policymakers felt it could be appropriate to begin discussing a plan. How do we unwind this $120 billion monthly asset purchase that we've been doing to keep the kind of economic recovery apace? Questions on tapering are likely to be a focus of today's press conference later this afternoon, where we expect the Fed to set clear parameters at this stage. The Fed is also looking for signs of a sustained recovery in the labor market, very important indicator for them. After the payroll growth for March, initially estimated around 916,000, Chair Powell of MC said that we want to see a string of months like that so we can really begin to show progress towards our goals. Since then, payroll growth has been slower than expected, and signs of kind of labor market friction have emerged. We believe payrolls will increase a little bit more rapidly as enhanced unemployment benefits are withdrawn. Obviously, the schools reopening after the summer. It's not like back home in Zanzi, the summer here. It's very, very quiet over these periods. Vaccinations are going to increase, and the confidence of all the workers to join the labor force. What this means for markets, people are getting a little bit nervous. A lot of our clients are saying, Richard, how do we do this? Equities are trading near all-time highs. 10-year yields are close to 3 months lows. There's going to be a lot of volatility as investors assess the outcome of today's meeting. Beyond this, we think the broadening kind of economic recovery and reopening should continue to support the equity rally, and we expect cyclical areas of the market and pro-cyclical currencies to continue to outperform. We think the Fed is going to be accommodative, so the hunt for yield and fixed income will remain quite a challenge for investors as they'll need to go up slightly on the risk spectrum.
Yeah. Richard, what does tapering mean for the local market, though? I mean, one would assume that the notion here would be you take a little bit of money out of that system. It means that we're also going to, unfortunately, suffer the effects of not having as much money floating around in the system. Do you see weakness in the local currency continuing then with the likes of it heading back towards 14 Rand? Or is there perhaps some resilience there?
Look, I do think that there is, cyclical areas of the market as we come out of COVID and pro-cyclical currencies like the Rand will continue to strengthen and benefit. There will be an overarching theme of a dollar weakness because of, like you mentioned, the lack of liquidity within the market. And we do think that the demand for dollar with, the returns that just holding dollars provides makes it a currency that you don't want to have any more. Tapering is a big thing. It helps a lot on the fixed income side to kind of underwrite some of the high yield components of it. So that's why, like I mentioned earlier, within yield and if the clients are trying to get kind of income from their portfolio, by the Fed tapering, what does that do for underlying high yield type names? We have seen some great improvements within high yield, some good upgrades in the credit quality. So, speaking clearly on the fixed income side here in the U.S., there could be some movements there. dollar weakness will continue. Difficult to mention about the rand. We're not following it closely enough. As much as I miss spending it and enjoying it with my friends, we're very, very dollar focused here in the US.
Yeah, it does seem that way as well. Then, in general, is the sentiment still that of, you know, caution? You know, you did make note of how the tapering stance is perhaps one that is looked at as something that will ease its way through and not necessarily be done all in one go. But, you know, I suppose the worry becomes when you start having those hints that the market needs to correct and adjust with almost immediate sort of sense. Is that what could happen, or is there still a little bit of pragmatism in this market where people are just like, things will continue to flow and steadily get to some sort of correction?
I think it's a very good point that you make, AB, and this is why people are monitoring the Fed's view and the Fed's discussion so in depth, is because this could be the catalyst for a tightening, for a changing of, you know, people are waiting for what is the catalyst going to be to correct the market. We still think that it's supportive towards equity markets, especially in cyclical sectors, energies, industrials, financials. And then, you know, of course, we also got the coronavirus still kind of knocking on the door. You know, what's going on in the UK now with the UK government delaying the lifting of the remaining coronavirus restrictions by 4 weeks. Does that cause a little bit of volatility and concern? For sure. But progress in vaccinations and new cases support, you know, further reopening globally. More than half of the US population has received one dose of the vaccine. COVID-19 cases are trending downward, allowing more of the economy to reopen. We expect GDP to exceed the fourth quarter 2019 levels this quarter. France, Germany, lifting of restrictions continues. New cases in India have fallen from a May peak of around 400,000 a day to 63,000. And we do think the UK economy is recovering despite this kind of new variant risk. There's opportunities globally to diversify. Investors need to be active and have conversations with the clients about how they're positioned for reflationary trade.
Sure. All right. Well, a whole lot still set to unravel itself then, I suppose, and we'll wait to see how that goes. Richard de Villiers, Global Wealth Manager at UBS Financial Services, thank you so much for your time.